turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 26th chapter. That's where we'll begin our study this evening, Matthew 26. One thing that was a little bothersome, Brother Tommy said you can preach in the back. I know I'm ugly, but to try to hide me in the back was a little hurrisome. But I told somebody, I said, after I wore my Tennessee sweatshirt last week, I'm afraid to get up there. I'm afraid they'll jolt me several times. But it's so good to see you this evening. You're to be commended to come out tonight, and we're thankful that we have this number, that we can study the Word of God together and give Him glory. When you look in the book of Matthew, in the 26th chapter, I want to make a reading with you, and then we're going to read from the Revelation letter. But in Matthew chapter 26, I want you to observe with me verse 67. In verse 67, notice the Bible says, "Then they spat in His face and beat Him, and others struck Him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?" Then, if you would kindly, take your Bible and turn to the Revelation letter for just a moment, and the 20th chapter. And when you come to the Revelation letter and the 20th chapter, when John has this vision, notice what he says in verse 11. "Then I saw a great white throne, and Him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." At this time, I want us to observe what you might identify as a great contrast. When Jesus walked upon the earth, you'll find different reactions that people had to the Son of the Living God. You will find that many in that day would come to Him and ask Him to do something for them. But then you'll find that many tried to trap Him and reject Him. But here in the book of Matthew and the 26th chapter, you'll find the Son of God, the one that never committed any sin, being spit upon. Can you imagine how low it is for somebody to look at you and to spit in your face? And here the people of that day, not just one, but many, took their turn spitting in the face of Jesus the Christ. And notice, my friend, when you get to the heart of the matter and consider the people that are doing this, it is indeed a terrible thing. But then when we get further in our study, we'll examine the second passage we read, and we'll see a great contrast. We'll see a contrast between those who spit upon Him and then the great contrast of the throne. The first thing I want to put into our hearts tonight as we make our study is there are three things about spitting in the face of Christ. The first thing I want us to consider is how far sin will go. And if you need any proof of how far sin will take you, look no further. Here is the one who lived among the people, performed miracles, and He performed miracle after miracle. He did many great deeds among the people, and He taught the truth, and yet they go so far as to spit in His face. I want you to think about the people that saw the miracles of Christ. How could they look upon the Christ and then spit in His face? But then if you take your Bible, I want you to think about something else. I want you to go back and look about how they tried to humiliate Him. You remember it was Isaiah that prophesied that He would be led to slaughter in humiliation. And here they had taken the Son of God, they've bound Him, and they spit in His face, and they've led Him to the place called Calvary. So thus far, I think about how far sin will go, and how far they went to try to humiliate the Son of the Living God. But then I want you to think about a third thing. I want you to think about His love. You know, when I think about what Jesus had to endure, and then I recognize that He could put an end to it at any time, I realize the love Jesus has for the soul of man. When you take your Bible, I want you to examine with me in the book of Matthew and the 9th chapter that He was one of compassion. And this is a parallel text to something Brother McDaniel brought out in Bible class. But in verse 36, you'll see that Jesus, when He saw the multitudes, was moved with compassion. He was one that was filled with compassion for the people. But then take your Bible and look in the Roman letter and the 5th chapter. And when you come to what the Apostle Paul penned to the church at Rome, notice that he brings to their mind at this particular time the great love of Jesus. And he's not ashamed to let them know just how much Jesus loved them. Look, if you will, at verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So thus far, when I look at the people at that time, I see that sin will take you further than you ever thought you'd go. I see how they tried to humiliate Him. And then I stop and recognize He allowed it because of His great and amazing love. But that brings up something else in our study. Have you ever thought about today there are people that still spit in the face of God? Oh, not literally, but figuratively. There are people today that still are doing the same wicked things these wicked individuals do. And I'll tell you, they do so by denying, first of all, that Jesus is the Son of God. Take your Bible and look in the book of John and the 1st chapter. And notice that in John 1, John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, or was with God, and the Word was God. He was the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made." Have you ever thought that today when someone denies that Jesus is the Son of God, they say that He was a good man or that He was some prophet, but they deny that He was the Christ, they're ultimately spitting in His face. They are denying His rightful place as God's Son. But then if you take your Bible, if you will, notice that when one denies the gospel, the teaching, the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and that one can have their sins blotted out by the blood of Christ when they're baptized by faith into Jesus Christ, that they're spitting in the face of God. You know, you can take your Bible and you'll find time and time again where the people heard that they were to be baptized. You can look in Mark 16:16. You can look in Acts 2:38. You can look at Acts 22:16. And you can look in Colossians 2:12. You can look in the Galatian letter. And you'll find time and time again, people understood they needed to be immersed into Christ. You know, my friend, when someone denies what Jesus directly says, they're spitting in His face. When they act like they know better than He. But then if you take your Bible, notice, if you will, a third thing from the Roman letter and the 10th chapter. When one denies the grace of God, they spit in the face of the Son of God. Look at what Paul prayed in Romans 10 beginning at verse 1. He said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, they have not submitted to the righteousness of God." You know, there are a lot of people tonight that want to do their own way of salvation, and they deny the fact they need the grace of God. Some people act like they think they can earn their salvation by their own works of righteousness, but it can't be done. Paul says that right there in Romans 10, that we need to believe in the Son of God and obey Him. But to believe that I deserve heaven is to spit in the face of God. I'll tell you something, my friend, I want to raise a question. Have you ever spit in His face? But then I'll tell you, there's some who profess to follow Him, but they deny Him. In the book of Luke and the 22nd chapter, as I made a blunder this morning, you'll remember that Peter denied the Lord 3 times. Here was one who confessed and professed to be a follower, but then he denied the Lord beginning in verse 54. Then if you take your Bible, turn to the Hebrew letter and the 10th chapter. And when you look in Hebrews chapter 10, look at verse 29. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy, who's trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Now look at that. You ever thought about when someone is indifferent? When somebody is apathetic? When somebody comes and just goes through the motions? And they don't put their heart into worshiping God and serving God, that is a slap in the face of the Son of God. That is spitting in His face. Because we're not giving Him what He rightly deserves. We're not giving Him His due. We're not giving Him the glory and the honor that is rightfully His. He is the King, and the King deserves to be glorified. And when we do not glorify the King, what we do is ultimately say, we are spitting in your general direction. But now then, look at the contrast. Look, if you will, in the Revelation letter, and notice in the 20th chapter some of the things that John said. Notice he said, I saw. Now remember, God is allowing this man to see this, and we begin to see another view of the Son of God. We don't see Him bound. And we don't see Him allowing the people to spit on Him anymore. But notice John saw, and notice what he saw. A great white throne. Underscore great white throne. Here we see the power of Christ. Here we see the Son of God upon the throne. Here is the one with all authority. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. And the Jesus here is sitting on His throne. You see Jesus in His majesty, sitting at the right hand of God upon His throne. But notice, it's a white throne. That throne shows how pure He is. The thrones of man have been stained with sin, but Jesus was without guile. Jesus was without sin. Here is the Son of God sitting where He rightfully deserves. Here you don't see man spitting on Him because He is where He deserves to be, at the right hand of the Father. And that is a place of honor. But think about His majesty. You know, one day we're going to stand before that throne. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, Paul said, for we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for our deeds, whether they be good or whether they be evil. I want to ask you a question. Would you spit in the face of the Son of God on the day of judgment? You say, oh no, preacher. Then I want to know, why is it that some of us spit on Him by the way we live? Why is it that sometimes we do not look and see that we are to be people set apart, sanctified? We're to be people that do not live like the world, that people can tell that we're different. One time a mother sent her little boy who had just become baptized off to camp, and she was worried that the young people would make fun of him. And he came back, and she said, son, did they give you any trouble because you're a Christian? He said, oh no. She said, oh, did you meet some other Christians? He said, oh no, I never told anybody. You know what's sad? There's a lot of people who are up in years and they don't know that you're a Christian. And can I say, my friend, that's not a compliment. People should be able to tell by the way we live, by our conduct, by our tongue, by our temper, that we are children of God. Why? Because we worship the one upon His throne. See, either you're bowing before the Son of God and you're glorifying the Son of God, or you're rejecting the Son of God and you're spitting in His face. You may say, oh preacher, I would never do such a thing. Oh my friend, when we reject His word, that's what we do. And what a contrast to see Him on His throne. And isn't that where we want to be one day? Around the throne of God forever. Brother McDaniel brought out in Bible class about longing for heaven.
Oh, I would that we'd have that in our heart. One last thing in the lesson, Jews. In your Bible, in the book of Matthew, in the 11th chapter, you remember what Jesus said in verse 28. For those who maybe have been living their life and have been spitting in His face, remember His words when He said, "Come unto Me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All ye that are weary and heavy laden, come, I'll give you rest." His call is, stop doing what you're doing and come to Me. I'll forgive you of your sin if you repent and you can be made right. And then you bow before the throne of God. You know, sometimes I'm fearful. We do not see the joy of being a Christian. But when I see Jesus on His throne, the last thing I want to do is spit in that face. The face that had already been spitting on. The face that, as Isaiah said, was marred more than any man. When they took their hands and struck Him and they pulled out His beard and when they mistreated Him and He allowed it all so that we could be saved. How can we still reject what amazing love He has displayed for us? What a contrast. Some people see Jesus as someone to spit upon. My prayer is we see Jesus as the one to bow before. Because He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And let me tell you something, my friend. If you live your life rejecting Him and spitting on Him and slapping Him, you'll stand before Him. And we all will stand before Him. And as I said this morning, let it not be said of one of us in this building, we here depart. But let us all hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." If you need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, our prayer is you'd come this evening. As together we stand and sing, we invite you to come.